you asked a question at the end of lunch about awareness in daily life.
Yeah.
Any thoughts to share?
Yes, it was about that actually that there is no special occasion in a day, in daily life. It's just any place, any time, any occasion. It's just dhammas arising and falling away, just the same. As far as dhamma are concerned, of course. But that in itself is another matter.
Any dhamma, any object, any dhamma. Occasion, any place.
Any object. That's right.
So it depends on right understanding. Without right understanding, who knows that this moment is Dhamma? Right? People and things all around, no understanding of any reality at all. But when there's the understanding of reality, that reality cannot belong to anyone. And it cannot be anyone either. But it takes time to really understand a reality which is now appearing. Because once one heard about it, it's gone. Like what appears now to seeing, see, just to seeing. Visible object is very, very short. It arises and falls away. It can stay only for 17 moments of citta. And one moment of citta is beyond expectation at all. So fast. So now, rupa or rupas arise and fall away. When any rupa does not appear, who knows about the other rupas which arise and fall away? So it seems like we do have everything like we think before. It seems like we do have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and the whole body. But actually, whatever does not appear has conditions for its arising. No one can stop it its arising, even it does not appear. Like while one is fast asleep, nothing appears at all. Who knows? Who am I? But as soon as one wakes up, how come the reality right then to appear? See, beyond control. Can you know what is the object which is experienced as soon as you wake up? So everything now passed on and on and on without understanding. So more ignorance each time reality appears without understanding. So Panya begins to develop little by little until it can understand reality which appears as it is, just appear by conditions and disappear, never come back at all. That's why we call realities dhammas. And it is absolute reality too, because no one can change reality from one reality to be another reality at all. Like now, at moment of seeing, it is conditioned to see, that's all. No hearing, no thinking right then. Uncontrollable. If there is no reality at all, can there be the self or I? Can can there be a moment of making decision?
Possible.
So each moment is different realities from moment to moment. Does anyone make decision to see? Does anyone make decision to think? So now, at this moment, can there be the understanding of seeing as what one has heard, like arising and falling away, depending on conditions? See, not yet. That's the way Panya begins to develop little by little, by understanding. So if anyone think about concentration or being in a secluded place, what's the use without understanding? But whenever there is understanding, understanding can understand whatever appears. Believe it or not? Not believe yet.
If one is conditioned to believe, he will believe it and not.
He's saying you're brainwashing us.
Wash away junk. If citta can be that which can be opened, one will see what in citta, in each citta? Ignorance and all akusalas, attachment, aversion, conceit, and also a little bit of right understanding. Better than none. But since it's not any object that can be opened like that, each moment it appears, it comes from accumulation. Without accumulation, there cannot be such and such reality, like or dislike. Which moment is you? Which moment? Not any moment can be taken for I. Again, believe it or not. Or understanding it or not.
I think this also makes sense. It also makes sense at an intellectual level. Even if there isn't direct understanding that what the about realities. To me, it makes sense even just intellectually, just like even as just a theory, if you like. To me, it's more satisfying than some theories like, the Big Bang, that sort of thing.
Because you see, where's Big Bang? Yeah. Where reality is now.
And for someone for whom it doesn't make sense at an intellectual level, can we suggest that they not reject, but just consider?
Who take responsibility for the others? It's only thinking.
Yeah.
What about taking responsibility of one's own accumulation? To accumulate understanding or ignorance?
if there are conditions, one will, when the opportunity to hear the true Dhamma, one may consider, but if there are no conditions.
Because I think it's the most interesting subject. The other subjects are only thinking, object of thinking.
What I've noticed from our discussion list is that, you know, the areas that we can't really understand, for some people it's not a problem if they can't understand it. They just think, well, you know, later I'll come back to it. But for others, they sort of strongly react to the fact that they can't understand it, so they say it must be wrong or something like that. So I guess one is fortunate if one can not react like that, because perhaps it's a function of strong views that are held.
Self-preservation. Yeah.
And those people are in your thought only when there's thinking. Where are they now?
Right.
Only in thinking.
Yes.
And thinking is that which should be understood too. Otherwise it is I all the time.
That's why it was good to discuss, to have a conversation about vitakka.
And now, no need to think about it either.
Right.
When there's the understanding of a reality, it's there already. But at moment of thinking about it, vitakka does not appear, while the other reality appears. So only that which appears can be object of right understanding.
Sorry, the moment of thinking about vitakka, or seeing.
Word,
that object is not appearing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That would be another moment.
But it can be a reminder to understand that there is no self. At any moment when they are not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. But that still I, until there is a direct understanding of a reality which is now appearing, because it appears so short. So is there any difference between Dhamma, Paramada Dhamma, and Abhidhamma?
No.
When there is the understanding of Dhamma, one say no. Otherwise, there must be doubt about three different words. And some say whether one should study Abhidhamma or not. But actually, Dhamma, no matter where and when, is so very deeply. To investigate, to study, to really understand.
What did you say, difference between Dhamma, Abhidhamma, and
Paramata
Dhamma?
And Dhatu?
Same.
And Khanda?
Same.
And Ariyasaccha? And Ayatana, Patijasmupada.
Wojtek and I had a brief chat about Dhammas, and any thoughts to share on the subject?
No, thank you for clarification. It was very helpful.
Okay. Can you share with us the clarification?
It was mostly on the terms. I was confused with Dhammas and Khangas and all the DTs, and it's nice to know that they all mean Dhamma in different contexts. And you also stressed the importance of Dhammas as point that really differentiates Buddha's teaching from other teachings. Like, you have teachings on Shila and Samadhi already before Buddha, and this one is, well, just in Buddha teaching.
How can one know whether it's the teachings of Buddha or not?
But there is, it says on the, normally on the cover of the book.
So you believe in whatever the others say?
Brainwashed.
What about the other books say differently? Until it's one's own understanding. That is the better gift from Buddha. The best gift.
If it's not talking, if the book is not talking, or the person is not talking about realities appearing right now.
What book?
Condition and understand.
Yeah, what book?
Whatever book.
Whatever?
Well, if the book does not talk about realities that are appearing now by condition, no self, no control, then it's not about the teachings
and
of the Buddha.
And what about the book which go to the secluded place and practice?
That's,
it's in the book.
Else.
See? So how can one know whether it's the Buddha's word or not?
One has to understand for oneself what Dhamma is and what the Buddha taught.
Whether it's about reality right now or not.
Correct.
If not, how can Panya develop?
Can't.
Any confidence on seeing to be understood, or other thing besides realities now?
I remember Ludovic saying a number of years ago that what helped him to have confidence most of all was when he thought about sanya and the arising of sanya, and how you can't remember certain things at will.
So it's so clearly conditioned.
Yes. Yes.
One can't make it happen with one's will.
Right.
And then the same applies to feelings or seeing or hearing or any other reality. Is there any reality that can be made to arise at one's will, won't it?
I can go through all of them.
Can you find any that you can make arise?
Tough thing. If I want to, for the dosa to arise.
Mm-hmm. Can you make it arise?
I think I can.
Okay. Be angry now.
You must keep sadha. You must induce that.
I can call certain people and that will end up with me being angry. There are certain people to whom I talk and I end up angry every time. So it seems like an indirect method for dosa to arise.
The point is that cheetahs arise and fall away so rapidly, like even now, who knows what the next cheetah will be. Can anyone make it seeing next or hearing next or thinking next? So when you say, well, yes, if I call someone, I'll be angry, that's just a kind of a situation. But in terms of dharmas, like next moment, can anyone make anger arise rather than seeing or rather than hearing? Actually, the seeing now it arises because the conditions for seeing, and the thinking arises because of the conditions for thinking. So even thinking about calling your friend in order to be angry, even that moment of thinking is conditioned too. Isn't it? Maybe.
No, I mean, I think this is like, this reminds me of my philosophy lessons. I had a short course on philosophy, and of course this was throughout also Western history, this was a big question, if one can make choices or everything is conditioned, and in the end everything one does is, I wouldn't say predetermined, because you pointed out that determined by whom, but it's already settled.
You mean fatalism? Being fatalist, like, whatever I do, there's nothing I can do, because it's going to happen anyway. Something like that?
This is not the same, because the difference is that there is no actor anymore. It's not whatever I do, because there's nobody to do it, but...
But if I'm not mistaken, Western philosophy only considers the two options, free choice or predetermined. There is not known to Western philosophy the concept of conditioned.
What's the difference between predetermined and conditioned?
Well, because
I'm not familiar with the terms, but I would have thought predetermined meant that the outcome is fixed.
Yes, conditions, you don't know, you can't tell, okay, I knocked down something, the result will be blah, 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 blah. You can't say, you know there will be a result, but you can't say what will be.
Just because I don't understand, but suppose I had a full understanding, I will know all the...
To be a Buddha.
Yes, so, just a Buddha. The Buddha would know all the consequences and be able to tell what will happen in it, and is able to tell what happens in the future.
But there is no Buddha around to ask. How would you know what...
But his point is, because the Buddha can know
the
future, that means it's predetermined.
No, it doesn't mean that he can know. It doesn't mean it.
I'm just trying to understand the way things work.
As it is, or as what? The way it is?
The way it is.
Like hardness is hardness? Or what? What's the way it is? Seeing is seeing? Or what? The way it is? What do you mean by it?
I mean...
everything.
How one... object or Dhamma is conditioned by the other. So, in what way I cannot influence, but in what way
well, another tack. We want to understand how things are.
Mm-hmm.
How can that understanding be gained? By thinking.
And, excuse me, before understanding how things are, what are the things? Otherwise, we don't know what are the things, so how can we know how the things are?
Step by step. Of course, first we have to know.
So first of all, there must be the understanding of what things are. Now.
And until I understand it, there's no point for me to...
Can it be understood, things now?
I hope they can. Otherwise, it's pointless to...
Do you also mean seeing, hearing as
yes,
things?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can it be known or understood better?
Definitely.
Than just happenings. What is it, the seeing?
It's the reality that appears.
The seeing. The seeing. Now there is seeing, and what is it?
Seeing is seeing.
No, you, right? Not you.
Not me.
Okay.
And that is actually the only reality that can perform the function of seeing visible object.
Thank you.
Talk about understanding the way things are, as Ajahn said, there's a question of what are the things, and also I'd suggest that the only thing that can be directly understood is whatever is real at the present moment, because anything else is object of thinking. If we talk about directly understanding, then it has to be the present moment.
But is karma in present moment?
Yes.
Or is it...
What is karma?
Sorry. This is the beginning of understanding any word, precisely.
Understanding things now is one thing, but... We are also learning about 17 chittas in one rupa. So this is not now, this is a process. One things follow the other. So we are not only learning things about now, but we are learning how one thing conditions the other. This is no longer now.